Please have members of the North Platte Public Schools Board of Education in this morning here. Joanne Lundgren, who is the secretary of the board. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great this morning.
Awesome. Mr. Stuart Simpson's in as well. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you today?
Excellent. Beautiful morning.
Oh, it's great to be out on my scooter today. Yeah.
I bet. Might have been a little chilly, huh?
Oh, not as bad as it has been, or it will be.
Yeah, I was going to say, my motorcycle's still in repair, but I know those mornings you got to start looking at the temperature going, I think it was a little chillier than I thought it was going to be today.
Right, I can't wear short sleeves right now. I got to make sure I have a long sleeve shirt on
Board of Education met yesterday. First off, though, back to school. We're 4 days in starting today, right?
Yeah. It's great. It's great to have the students back, and everything seems to be rolling pretty smoothly so far. So.
You get that first day, and then Thursday, Friday, those both kind of feel like first days, but then Monday hits. Kids are in a rhythm. I'm sure the teachers are in a rhythm, and we're off and running now.
It's a full week of education going on in our district, plus a lot of other activities are starting up this week, too. So it's just amazing on everything that's going on now.
Yeah.
The football team actually has their first game this Friday. Right, so
That is wild. Right. It seems early, but, you know, that's the way it is. And a good week zero game. Yeah, they'll be hosting a home game Friday, and I think you got girls golf and is it softball? I think maybe starts on Thursday as well.
The
softball had a game yesterday.
Grand Island. I think it was that
like a jamboree game.
Yep. Yeah, jamboree game. And tonight is the girls volleyball scrimmage.
Right.
Bring a a Powerade or something like that.
Yep.
To the game, or bring as much as they want to help support the team then. And then next week, I know a lot of them are having their first games. I know volleyball is having their jamboree next week also.
Yeah. Official contest for all the other sports begins next Thursday. And then, but I believe softball and girls golf can start this Thursday. And then football obviously cranks up. On Friday, we're just into the thick of it all. And you had a meeting yesterday, though. Obviously, one thing that's on the forefront always is school safety and student safety and of your teachers and everyone as well.
Yeah, it was really good to get an update from Officer Johnson and our Student Services Director, Brandy Busher. And there are some new things that are being implemented this year. One of the things is an e-pass. It's a hall pass for students. And they did a trial run at the middle schools last year and now have implemented that at the high school. And it's something to help them to track a little bit better when students are out of the classroom and kind of who's out of the classroom and where and that sort of thing. So it's different than the paper that we used to all carry around.
Yeah, you get the little slip. But it's easier. I'm sure the teachers then can easily look and see who's not in classrooms right now, who's more importantly in the hallway or somewhere else, right?
Yep, and really kind of control the traffic in the bathroom areas and other parts of the building where students tend to maybe congregate and sometimes do things that they shouldn't. So
just try to avoid the lingering in the bathroom, right?
Yep. All
right. Very good. Very good. I know is there anything else in safety that you wanted to mention?
I just think, you know, Jeremiah and Brandy brought up that we're continually doing some of our other safety that we've been doing over the course of the years, which is remind people when they come into a building to visit, they'll raptor in just to make sure we know who's in the building besides teachers and students, and then monitoring that accordingly. So we're continuing our safety and security that we've done in the past, and then like Joanne said, just adding some additional items in support of keeping kids safe.
Very good. Stuart Simpson, Joanne Lundgren with us here. North Platte Public Schools Board of Education meeting was last night. A big time in August is always budgetary time, finance time, and that is no different for you guys.
Oh, right now we're starting to talk about when we can have some of our meetings. I think the first all is trying to make sure we've had multiple meetings, Dr. Rhodes and myself, with each subcommittee to making sure they understand the budget moving forward. And really, the Finance Committee works on that budget all year round. It's just trying to bring up to speed the other committee also. But now that we're getting into August, August 20th is when we get our certified valuations, which then sets the ball rolling to get our budget of expenditures ready to go to publish to the patrons, as well as then, you know, all the other pieces that lay into effect on what we should do for the district.
What is the deadline for the budget?
We have to have it submitted to the state auditor by September 30th. But because of the postcard bill, because of all the limits that they have put on the school districts, we have to really jump through a lot of hoops to get to that point where the board can pass the budget and then a property tax request and get it over to the county. So it's a really... It sounds like it's a month and a half, but it becomes a tighter time frame once we get all the pieces together.
I mean, by the time you meet next month for your regular meeting, it should be, it'd probably be complete, I would imagine, or close.
No, it's
to that.
Not. It won't be because of some other items that are going on, especially with that postcard bill. The legislature changed the timeline, but in that we can't even, if we have growth in the district like we did last year and we have to be a part of that, we cannot even act on property tax increases until we have that hearing with the county and everybody else. And that they push that off, and I'm trying to think, it's like September 20th is the last day that they can hold a hearing. So it's way out till after the board meeting to even act on property tax requests, as well as probably we'll do our budget like we did last year.
All right. Stuart Simpson, Joanne Lundgren here with us. North Platte Public Schools Board of Education met yesterday. Fairly routine items, approving handbooks and things got done last night.
Yep. So we had the student activities handbook and the coaches handbook that we approved last night. And those are things along with the teacher's handbook and the student handbook, those were things that were last month. And so this was just kind of finishing up some of those. By the time, you know, we read through all of the handbooks and go through those approval processes, it's a lot of reading.
That's riveting stuff, though.
Yep. I mean,
probably not a lot of changes year to year, but probably some.
No, not a lot. But I think it's always trying to make sure we're addressing the needs of the students and the parents and our administration so that we keep students safe, but, you know, accountable for their actions and what's going on. I think the one piece that we did have an action item on, which correlates to activities, is, you know, as students travel, and North Platte is the largest Class A out west, and, you know, we're traveling to Grand Island, Lincoln, Omaha, you know, various places to play, and, you know, we want to make sure that we take care of our students. So that was one big discussion that we had in our finance committee, as far as how much more costs are we increasing to help take care of our kids, and we just say food, because These are teenagers. They need to eat, and we want to make sure that we feed them appropriately. And we all know that the costs went up, so we just want to be conscientious of that and talk about, you know, as we move money around, why we're doing that and what the purpose is behind it.
Very good. Anything else from last night's meeting that you wanted to cover?
Well, just thinking of the football game Friday, probably one thing to mention is there's going to be a new scoreboard.
That's
and
right.
That's thanks to the foundation and also Nebraska Land Bank and other sponsors. So that's another exciting piece that we're bringing to the students.
And that's fully ready to go by Friday?
No. Actually, the foundation said that they'll have a light up sometime late September. Okay. I think it's when we're doing the
backyard
barbecue.
That's what I thought so, but I couldn't quite remember.
Yep. So it's still in the process of getting hung, getting connected. A lot of data is going into that, so we're trying to make sure. But, you know, along with that, that's a positive thing from an educational standpoint, because with Phil Willey's classroom, he's going to be doing a lot of video set up and having his kids work on that. So that's another piece that we can embed into our curriculum.
That's awesome. Well, watch out for that. It'll probably be up. It just may not be all
completely
lit up and everything. Right. But down the road, it will be very soon. And I got to give a mention. You did get a new communications director in-house hire there for you.
Yeah, we hired Brandon Peterson. He's still teaching a couple of classes over at the high school and then comes over in the afternoon and tries to keep the media in line as well as everything else. But he's really getting out a lot of information for us so that we can be prepared for it. You know, so we understand what's going on in the district all the time. I think Joanne's really, you know, excited to continue that communication piece.
Absolutely.
Yeah, communication was what I majored in college, and so it's always been something that I've had my eye on.
Very good, very good. And you just announced yesterday that you got your baseball staff solidified, it looked like.
Right. That's another, you know, piece that we had to put together here over this last year in regards to just making equitable activities for both boys and girls. So it's exciting to see that we now have a baseball program. And also, too, we have a, you know, our assistant activities director now is really putting out a lot of information also so that people know when all activities are going on in the district so they can sort of plan their schedule and get out and support the Bulldogs any manner they want to.
And I've been following baseball in North Platte since I came here 12 years ago, and that's a staff that has a lot of experience.
Yes, yes.
Impressive list there that'll be taking over Bulldog baseball come spring. Well, Stuart and Joanne, anything else this morning you want to mention?
I guess probably one final thing. I was able to attend the new teacher welcome when that happened a few weeks ago, and it's really exciting to see how many people are coming back to the North Platte School District, how many people that we have that we're employing now that are former students with the North Platte School District, and of course we have some international teachers this year, and everybody just seems to be working well together and really excited about things to come.
When you can rehire a student, a former student, I got to imagine that's a good priority for you, just because you feel like you probably get a better retention keeping them in their hometown. But also, there's a pride factor there. It's a Bulldog that's continuing to be a Bulldog.
Yep.
I like that point, because as we went through the new teachers, as Joanne was mentioned, how many of them were Bulldogs coming back to be a Bulldog? Or if you were a Bulldog in the past, I was a Bulldog at another school district, but I continue to stay that way. So it's amazing how it all interconnects.
Very good. Well, school underway, and now we're into it. Enjoy the next month, and good luck with the budget. I know
Thank
that's
you.
A process,
Thank
but we'll be talking with you guys in September again, all right?
All righty.
Thank you
so much.